a trailer park home, a church basement, a bingo hall, and a Twin Cities suburb have in common? There's only one person I can think of, and that's Miss Richfield, 1981.
I'll always have a home in Richfield. My heart is dying to return.
Well, I'm Miss Richfield, 1981, from Richfield, Minnesota. That is my hometown, and I am an entertainer. I like to think of myself more in ministry than entertainment because I'm spreading the good news of Richfield, where butter is a spice and gravy is a beverage. We love it south of the crosstown in Richfield, where the airport is. And gosh, that Mall of America is just a stone's throw away if you're a lesbian, because you have to throw over 494. So you have to have a good arm. But we are close to the action. And that's what I talk about. The thing I like about being in entertainment is I like being happy and spreading good news. And I feel like I do that. I started at the VFW in Richfield calling bingo. And then this very nice colonel from, I don't know if it's WW2 or Korea, I'm not sure, but older fellow, always nicely dressed, trimmed hair, always alone, never had a lady friend, a poor fellow. And anyway, he got me a job down at this place called the Gay 90s, and the homos could not have been nicer to me down there. I did not know it was a homo bar, so I kept that under my hat for a while. And then I started going to Bryant Lake Bowl to do shows. Then I went on the road, and I got to travel with Atlantis Events, which is a gay and lesbian travel company, and travel all over. I literally have been to every continent except Antarctica, which I don't really consider a continent anyway. I mean, when you think about it, it's just a big patch of ice.
And I've just made a dish for it you'll all find heaven sent. It's my lime jello marshmallow cottage cheese surprise. With slices of pimento, you won't believe your eyes. All topped with a pineapple ring and a dash of mayonnaise. My vanilla wafers round the edge will win your highest praise.
I'm Russ King, and I have created and perform as the character Miss Richfield 1981. And I really am blessed to be a performer and to be able to do it full time. I consider it a real privilege because I know so many, many talented people, many of them are my friends, who can't perform full time every day. Every single day, I think about that and how I love to perform and love to perform as this character. I think the character of Miss Richfield has really benefited Minnesota and Minneapolis as being something that's happy, upbeat, that's positive. I think the character does bring a message. I think ultimately it's a way of looking at life in a very simplistic form. And Miss Richfield is the type of character who always tries to get it right. She's like your mother or your aunt or maybe a dad too, who tries to say the right thing and do the right thing and make people feel good, but doesn't quite make it. And I think that's part of what people really like about the character and what resonates with people, because I think we see ourselves in other characters and we like those characters better. And I think people see themselves in Miss Richfield.
And Mrs. Perkins' walnut loaf that's crowned with melted cheese was such a hit last culture night.
I do charity work in Minnesota. I actually do charity work in a couple different places. Minnesota is, of course, my home, and that's special. It's special to be home. And when I'm home, I'm sometimes not working because I'm not on the road. And so what I like to do is there's a Bingo A Go-Go, which is a benefits Claire House, which is a really amazing thing you should learn about. It's so cool. It's like a big apartment complex, and now there's two apartment complexes. It's like, I want to say it's like 40 different units for people who need help. They need transitional housing. They need to get off the streets, and it just helps give them a place to stay while they're, you know, getting better, feeling better, getting some clothes together, some money together. Then they get a job, and then they move on, and they leave that place and get an apartment of their own. It's a really cool place. And then Park House also benefits from Bingo A Go-Go. It's sort of a day center for people who are living with HIV and AIDS who can't work and need care, but they don't need full-time care. They just need care during the day while their partner or their family's at work. So Bingo A Go-Go is awesome, and we've had 25 of those bingos we've done.
L is for the way you look at me. O is for the only one I see. V is very, very extraordinary. E is even more than anyone that you adore can love. It's all.
I indeed grew up in a Baptist home, and it was a conservative Baptist home. We didn't go to movies, we didn't go to shows, we didn't listen to secular music. And so my initial types of influences were really from the church, but we did have stage performances in church, and we had choirs and things like that, and actually had a really fun youth group. So I didn't go without. I went to public school, and so I had that influence in my life. And as I grew older and as I was able to branch out, I did have a teacher in high school who was amazing, and he really helped me expand my understanding of theater. He was an art teacher, but he directed a lot of our theater work at Richfield High School. And then when I became Miss Richfield, one of my influences, main influences, was Frances Fay. I had initially heard when I was just starting to do the character, and I was really lip syncing at the Gay 90s. So I wasn't even really, she didn't really have a voice even. But a friend of mine saw me and said, oh, you have to listen to this woman, this Frances Fay. She's amazing. She was an amazing cabaret performer back in the day in the 30s, 40s, up through, I think she died like in the early 90s. So she performed right up until the end, I think. And she performed in the nightclub circuit, and she was great. She was an out lesbian long before that was okay. Frances Fay was amazing and had a great wit. So she was an initial influence forming Miss Richfield.
I know a guy named Willie. Willie goes with Tilly. Tilly goes with Millie. What a ball. This is not dirty, it's the way I say it. What a drag. I'm not mad at you. Don't be mad at me. I'm not mad. I'm not mad. I'm not mad. I'm too hip to get mad. Because I know a guy.
But then as my family has become more and more accepting to the character, people from my family come to the shows. And so my friends have met my mother, and now I understand that my mother apparently was also a great influence in Miss Richfield, which I didn't know, and I kind of still don't really consider. But friends of mine who know my mother now say, oh yes, your mother was definitely an influence in Miss Richfield. And the next portion of my program will be dealing with my church. A Mighty Fortress Is Our God Lutheran Church in Richfield, my home congregation, where I belong to the Esther Circle. Our motto is the Esther Circle. Our funeral lunches are to die for. Being an out gay man and a performer, that's a friendly arena. And performing in drag, as Miss Richfield, most of that type of performance is done for gay audiences. Fortunately for me, that is not the case. I like the fact that my audience is so mixed. That's where I feel proud of my work, is that it seems to be reaching out to more than just the gay world. And I think it makes people aware. People know I'm gay. And I can say and joke about things that are gay that, you know, a straight performer couldn't tease about. So I think that contribution is important. The thing I love the most is just the freedom to be able to kind of say and do what I want to do, because I'm in costume and people don't really know who I am. And the people that do are usually my friends and acquaintances, and they understand. So it's fun to just be able to have this other identity that you can kind of do what you want with, but then the identity is like super positive and super happy. When I'm in a bad mood and I'm in a hurry or things haven't gone well for me and I have to go perform, let me tell you, my attitude changes 180 degrees when I put the wig on and the glasses on and the lips on and all of the rest of it on and start mingling with people, because the character is happy, a glasses half full kind of gal. And you become that, and so your life is happier.
Who could ask for more than Richfield, my home sweet home? Yeah!
This is Dixie Trichel for KFAI.
10,000 fresh voices on KFAI is made possible by listeners like you and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.